Let me add before the prayer that we are greatly humbled by so many Louisvillians and those from other places, from other faith communities who have come here today to witness this ceremony. We are honored by your presence. We apologize for any confusion that might have occurred. There was no offense meant by that. And we pray that you maintain and appreciate the spirit, the gravitude, the awesomeness of this moment.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, greetings of peace, assalamu alaikum. You know, this week we're talking about the Muslim American hero, Muhammad Ali. That's this week's show. And subhanAllah, the creator of the heavens and earth, Allah, works in incredible ways. We were showing and highlighting some of the champ's life, and you saw the janazah.
Allahu Akbar!
And guess who's here with me on my left? The person who is actually an old friend, Sheikh, who we go way back, and he was the one who was actually leading the janazah. You guessed it, Sheikh.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Yeah, I'm here with the old friend. We go back probably 13 years or so. We filmed the show a long time ago. Probably most of you don't remember that or didn't catch it. And we were together in Orange County in California once. And in fact, one of Eddie's good friends took Shahada at that time. One of his trainees, mentees in martial arts. So alhamdulillah, and I'm here in this beautiful bucolic country setting. This is it, brothers and sisters. If you live in the city, it has its advantages, but you have to get out to the country from time to time to breathe fresh air, walk around on your bare feet, get grounded.
Grounding, or what's called earthing.
The concept is that when we're literally in touch with the earth, we absorb electrons that help neutralize the free radicals in our body that damage our cells. Earthing's proponents say this grounding can reduce inflammation, pain, and stress.
If you're grounded, your blood is flowing as long as you stay grounded.
And it also thins the blood, so you're less likely to have a heart attack and a stroke. Mm-hmm. And in fact, it thins the blood so much that if you're taking a blood thinner, you have to lower the dose. Sure.
That's the power of grounding. Grounding is so critical for your brain. It causes instantaneous changes in your left brain too, right? It's where the right brain, what's going on there? That's the creative side. The left brain, that's analytical side. As soon as you ground yourself, your left brain goes, whoo, powers down. Right brain doesn't change, but your left brain does.
It helps enhance circulation. So with increased circulation, now you have more energy, you have more nutrients, you're carrying away more wastes. So that has a tremendous positive effect on the body.
Improved sleep is another major benefit, according to the earthing research.
Nowadays, they're finding out that connecting your body to the earth, many people are doing this now by walking, look, just barefoot, just connecting your body to the earth releases these electrostatic charges that develop in the body, and this can also cause headaches, neck aches, muscle spasms. And new research is showing that
a lot of good science to point out people who ground sleep better, have lower inflammation, and feel better throughout the day. They have a better mood.
Just by grounding or earthing, you can release these electrostatic charges. This is amazing because we do this 5 times a day in Salat.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا اركعوا واسجدوا واعبدوا ربكم وافعلوا الخير لعلكم تفلحون.
We take our forehead and we ground ourselves. We ground ourselves in sajda, in salat.
Walk around on your bare feet, get grounded with the earth, connect to the earth that Allah Ta'ala has placed and spread out for us. Smell the smells of the farm, the natural smells of life and vitality. So alhamdulillah, I'm blessed to be here. And alhamdulillah, that's all I can say.
Sheikh, tell us, what was it about Muhammad Ali? There have been so many boxers, they've just, you know, in the boxing community, they might be known, but they've been forgotten. Why have people been so taken by him that, you know, he's been a household name for so many years, and you actually got to lead his funeral prayer?
SubhanAllah. No, Muhammad Ali is the people's champ, and he became the people's champ. Not just based on what he did in the ring. What he did in the ring provided him the platform. He's the heavyweight champion of the world. He's a young, charismatic, energetic figure who comes along, handsome, good-looking figure that comes along right at the time that television begins to mature as a medium, and the mid-60s, going into the late 60s. So here's Ali. He's tailor-made for this medium in terms of his charisma, in terms of his looks, in terms of his stature as heavyweight champion of the world. And then he gives it all up.
You my opposer when I want freedom. You my opposer when I want justice. You my opposer when I want equality. You won't even stand up for me in America for my religious beliefs. And you want me to go somewhere and fight, but you won't even stand up for me here at home.
My conscience won't let me go shoot my brother or some darker people or some poor hungry people in the mud for big powerful America and shoot them for what? They never called me nigger. They never lynched me. They never put no dogs on me. They never robbed me of my nationality, raped and killed my mother and father. Well, I'm going to shoot them for what? How can I go shoot them? Them little poor little black people, little babies and children and women. How can I shoot them poor people? I'll just take me to jail.
He gives it all up. He's willing to give it all up to stand in solidarity with people in a third world country, to stand in solidarity with the Vietnamese people, to refuse the warmongers. And at great risk, at that time, people were being killed for less. You know, right before he takes his stand and refuses induction into the army, Malcolm X is assassinated. Then right after that, Martin Luther King Jr., Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. is assassinated. Robert Kennedy is assassinated. Before that, James Meredith, Medgar Evers are assassinated. So there's death all around him, but he doesn't back down. So he loses his title, he loses the money, he loses the spotlight, but he gains the affection and the love of the world. And he becomes a galvanizing figure in the anti-war movement here, which is primarily being led by young white folks. And so Ali, he's a hero to the African Americans, especially the poor and downtrodden African American masses in the ghetto. He's a hero with the young whites who will be subsequently become the leaders of this nation. He's a hero with the folks of the what was then referred to as the third world. So Ali becomes a transcendent figure. He becomes just a figure who's loved and respected and admired by people literally all over the world, both in this country and beyond the shores of this country. And then he dedicates his life, the second half of his life, as he said, to prepare to meet his Lord. I mean, how many people can do that? And then Allah Ta'ala facilitates that by taking his vitality, taking his voice. And so now he can only turn in and he can focus. So you get the generosity, the charity, the courage, the heroic stand in his early life, and then is dedicating himself solely and strictly to his Lord during his later life. And you put that together, you get a figure that's far, far greater than anything any boxer could be, a Joe Lewis or a Jack Johnson or Sugar Ray Robinson or Sugar Ray Leonard or anyone else. You get a transcending figure that can touch the lives and the hearts of just multitudes and billions of people. And I think all that came together in our dear brother Muhammad Ali.
Alhamdulillah. Touch upon the rabbi who was representing the Jewish community. Who is it?
Rabbi Michael Lerner.
I come here speaking as a representative of American Jews, and that we today stand in solidarity with the Islamic community in this country and all around the world. We will not tolerate politicians, or anyone else putting down Muslims and blaming Muslims for a few people.
What could Muslim celebrities, people who are out there who have some status, you know, some people, they get a little bit of status, they change their name from Muhammad to Mo. He actually became a Muslim. He was proud to be a Muslim.
Right.
And many people now, they're intimidated nowadays, you know, because a lot of the Islamophobia.
Muhammad Ali took his stand in the name of Islam. Google it. Look, when he said, my religion doesn't allow me to go into the army. My religion doesn't allow me to go halfway around the world and kill people. And so he took his stand in the name of Islam. He defended the name Muhammad Ali. And he embraced it. And Ali would walk around with Dawah pamphlets, autographed Dawah pamphlets. And I think if you're listening to the speech of Orrin Hatch, who's a Mormon, he said he got one of those Dawah pamphlets from Ali.
Ali attracted big crowds that day, as he always did, and eagerly gave everyone autographed pamphlets explaining his Muslim beliefs. Hundreds of Mormons lined up to grab Ali's pamphlets, and of course, I took one for myself. I respected his deeply held convictions just as he respected mine.
So he was very proud and unapologetically Muslim, but he was also unapologetically open-hearted and unapologetically kind. So he combined all those elements of what our Prophet ﷺ was all about. And I think one of the things, like my wife is going to post on Instagram a picture from the procession in Louisville, this huge sign, we love you, Muhammad. People all over the world, we love you, Muhammad. The name Muhammad is on every tongue. And Allah says, وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ, we're going to elevate your remembrance. And so everyone's remembering Muhammad. And so Muhammad Ali is just a means. But the end is that everyone is mentioning Muhammad with love and reverence and respect. So Allah has a plan, and may Allah bless us to play our part.
What were some of the meritorious deeds that he did that stood out from the rest? And you can see some people will, because it's good PR, you know, you do some charity work and, right, you know, some celebrities do that. No, but his stood out from the rest. What were some of these?
Ali is charity because he had courage, right? He took that courageous stand. People are dying, being assassinated, and he stands up and he takes a stand that people are being assassinated and killed for less.
He saved those hostages, didn't he? Those
he rescued hostages. If you want to, and it's associated, we talked about this at Juma. Courage is the foundation of charity, mm-hmm, because a courageous person doesn't fear the consequences of poverty. When the Prophet ﷺ after the Battle of Hunain, he gave Al-Aqra bin Habis a valley of livestock. And Aqra, he went back to his people and said, Ya Qawm, aslimu fa inna Muhammadan yu'ati ata'a man la yakhsha al-faqa. He went back to his people, he said, people become Muslim, aslimu. Because Muhammad gives like a man that doesn't fear poverty. لأن محمدا يعطي عطاء من لا يخشى يخشى الفاقة. So Ali was brave, and because he was brave, he was generous. Ali is said, his charity touched and affected 250 million people, a quarter of a billion people. And a lot of that was behind the scenes, chartering planes and bringing food to Africa. Giving people on the street, Ali, I need a fridge, just write a check on the spot. His handlers had to pull him back. Ali was just, he had a heart of gold, and his charity was legendary. And I think that's the key to righteousness, because Allah Ta'ala reminds us in the Quran, لَن تَنَلُوا الْبِرَّ حَتَّى تُنْفِقُوا مِمَّا تُحِبُّونَ وَمَا تُنْفِقُوا مِنْ شَيْءٍ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ بِهِ عَلِيمٌ. You will never attain righteousness, لَن تَنَالُوا الْبِرَّ, until you spend from what you love. And so Ali freely spent. And I think that, to me, is the key to the power and the impact. In addition to his courage and his courageous example, heroic example, I think that's the key to making Muhammad Ali different than any other, not just boxer, any other athlete, any other person who lived in the 20th century.
We're going to keep the segment short, just a couple more questions. How did you feel, Sheikh, that not even 36 hours after this magnanimous event, you know, everybody's coming from every different nationality, all these people coming together and getting to see really Islam in a positive light, and then you have this Orlando mass shooting that happened.
It just shows that the people who built this whole so-called jihad apparatus, they still control it. And they're calling the shots, and they call the shots at the times that are most disadvantageous for Muslims. That's just how I see it. And I think it just shows, it juxtapositions the good against the evil. And it shows the consequences of the good, bringing people together, allowing us to share with each other, to work towards common goals, and the evil, tearing people apart, tearing communities apart, generating anger and hate and bitterness. And I think it just shows us that, or reminds us that we have to be the people of good. We have to be the people of good, and we have to do the kind of good that Muhammad Ali did. And it's not always easy. It wasn't easy for him. But if we can find within ourselves the wherewithal to bring forth those good qualities and characteristics of courage and generosity and magnanimity of spirit, then we will be able to affect this world in very positive ways, despite the evil actions of the evildoers. I think it's significant, again, we mentioned this at the Jummah, that amongst the verses that were recited to start that memorial, وَلَا تَسْتَوِ الْحَسَنَةُ وَلَا السَّيِّئَةُ, good and evil are not equal. اِدْفَعَ بِالَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنُ, respond to evil with that which is best, good. فَإِذَا الَّذِي بَيْنَكَ وَبَيْنُهُ عَدَاوَةٌ كَأَنَّهُ وَلِيٌّ حَمِيمٌ, and you will see unexpectedly the one between whom you and he there was great enmity becomes as it were an intimate friend. And so you saw Ali's enemies become his friends. And that's the power of good. And I think this is a time for good. There's a lot wrong with the world. There's a lot of suffering in the Muslim world. But we're not going to alleviate that suffering by imposing suffering on others. So I think we're going to have to be people of good. And that good will eventually vanquish the evil. And the ranks of the good people will grow. And the people will come together. And they'll bring these wars to an end. But when you create that anger and hatred and bitterness, it only fuels the fires of war. And people, yeah, we got to get these, we got to wipe this scourge out, we got to get these people over there before they get us over here. And that kind of rhetoric that you see flying around. So I think it's really important, especially for our young people who can be very emotional and attracted to easy, quick solutions and a small minority who might fall into the clutches of these vile and evil people who are encouraging war or mayhem and destruction and mass murder. And not just here. I mean, what happened in Orlando happens every day somewhere in the Muslim world, where masjids blown up or a janazah's blown up or a marketplace is blown up somewhere. And this is unacceptable. And we have to come together. And we have to appeal to our higher qualities and characteristics to work to end the scourge. And that's when we will have the credibility and the moral power to bring these wars to an end. But if you're empowering more warmongers who are saying carpet bomb these Muslims, nuke them, then, and you think that's going to bring an end to the bloodshed and the suffering of the Muslims, sorely mistaken.
Last question. We're almost about to break fast. We got to go. But Muhammad Ali was reminding people about purpose. He was passing out those pamphlets, educating people about Islam. He's a modern day example of someone who is proud to be a Muslim. Can we take that home, that he was someone, his name was named after the last and final messenger of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, to get people to motivate. If you love Muhammad Ali, you want to look into the lifestyle, the way of life that motivated him to live this?
Absolutely. Again, his foundation was his faith. And we should never dismiss that. As we said, when he took the stand that catapulted him to the ranks of the giants, he did that in the name of his religion, in the name of Islam. And so I think it's very important for us to look beyond the hype, look beyond the negativity, and see what does this religion have that can help to create a giant like Muhammad Ali and many, many others, not of that stature, but wholesome, upright, hardworking, loving, kind, compassionate, but just and firm people when the situation calls for it, but never firmness that's divorced from fairness. Firmness divorced from fairness, never that. Firmness that's tempered by fairness. Justice that's tempered by restraint. Love that's operationalized by mercy. This is our religion, ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters. This is what we have to live. This is what we have to give. This is what we have to share. This is what we must embody. And if we can do that, we will make a lot of positive changes in the world, inshallah.
Thank you, Shay, for being with us. Thank you for being with us. Every week we have a new exciting episode, new exciting guests. Subscribe if you haven't already. We'll see you next time. Until then, peace be with you. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You don't want to miss out. You want to be here every Friday, and then we'll try to give you some short reminders in between. But you can't get that if you're not coming back to the show. Every week, Fridays, we'll be releasing it, God willing, inshallah. Subscribe right now and enjoy all of the content that we're going to be putting out for you. Thank you. Peace be with you. Assalamu alaikum.